mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, this live Tuesday edition, the 28th day of December 04, is now into its third hour. Commencement has begun at this third hour of worldwide broadcast against tyranny. It's not about left or right, it's about right or wrong. We deal with real issues. This is Real Talk Radio that actually affects you and your family. We deal with a lot of unbelievable information, but it's all admitted in your face by the establishment. They just put their spin on it, telling you how good it is or how it's an isolated event, if it's government corruption. And we seek to move the public conscience into action against the decadent, destructive trends that we're facing in this deepening world empire. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, a bunch of news on the earthquake and the tsunamis, the economy, Rumsfeld slipping up as Cheney has done and saying they shot down Flight 93. Just a lot more. But let's go to calls. You've been holding patiently. Let's talk to Jerry in Michigan. Welcome, Jerry.
Yes, sir. I want to ask you about it. Hello? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I want to ask. Are you there?
Yeah, I think your phone's cutting out a bit, but go ahead.
Oh. What I want to ask you is about Thomas Barnett. But before I tell you that, or ask you about that, Jeopardy, 3 weeks ago, Alex Trebek asked, why have they genetically successfully crossed a spider with a goat? And the lady answered, the web. And he said, no, the answer is for their silk. And then Ted Nugent, I think the loud music has gotten to his brain, because he used to be a libertarian and tell us how we had to get libertarians into Washington, and at the last minute he backed Spence Abraham. Anyway, what I want to know about is Thomas Barnett. He's a senior strategic researcher for the
Navy.
World Navy.
The Pentagon's new man.
Yeah, right. You know anything about him?
I know all about him, yes. I'm glad you called about him. You want me to tell you about Thomas Barnett?
Yes, please.
Well, sounds like you know a little bit about him. Why don't you tell us what you know about him?
Oh, no, I just know he's a New World Order guy, but and anybody that works for the War College has to be New World Order.
And well, that's according to admirals and generals we've interviewed in the last few years, yes.
He's got
the globalists always take over the strategic planning first. I can tell you all about him.
Yeah.
He was set up as a guest for this show, I guess about 3 or 4 months ago. And then he typed my name into a search engine, and he told the producer that called him to go on the show that day, you know, after he was already set up, he said, I'm not going on that guy's show. So I called him up during a break, and a little 5 minute, the break that comes at 5 minutes after, it's about to come up here in about a minute. And I called him, and I said, sir, why don't you come on? And he began cussing at me. And then I said, you know, you guys in the New World Order are going to fail. He started laughing at me, and he said, keep on dreaming. And he came right out, and he's the darling of the war colleges right now, on C-SPAN, all over the big newspapers. But I watched a two-hour detailed PowerPoint presentation he did, and he said, we work for global corporations. That's what the U.S. military serves. We are world government. We are going to attack all these third world countries, and we're going to take over the planet, and we work for Wall Street. And everything we always knew, and that Smedley Butler told us in War is a Racket, the Marine Corps officer going public, he just came right out with and said how great it is. And he told me, when I said the New World Order will be defeated on the phone, he said, you keep on dreaming, and laughed at me. It was like I was talking to a ring wraith or a banshee. So, thanks for the call. I'll comment a little bit more on Thomas Barnett when we get back. PrisonPlanet.tv, check it out, folks.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. 318-4578. The choice is yours.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The caller brought up Naval War College guru Poobah Dark Lord, Professor Barnett. And the first I ever heard of this guy was, I was up late one night, been doing some research on the computer. For some reason, because literally, folks, I don't watch television. I used to. I just got too depressing. I read every week probably 50 different summations, you know, on CBS or NBC or Fox about what their new TV shows are, what the plot is, you know, last time this happened, next time this is happening. So I'm able to come here and read and cover what's condensed. I really should watch them so I can be, you know, pick up more on what their propaganda is. But it's pretty hard to escape it. I mean, I went and saw Open Range with Kevin Costner and Robert Duvall, I guess a year ago or so, and there was the ad at the beginning of it for Threat Matrix on ABC, and they got a guy in a torture chair with lesions all over him, and the torturers are good, and they say, I'm going to have to torture you, I'm going to have to go ahead and kill you now. Torturing people to death is good. You know, I mean, that's the example. I try not to watch television, because then I have to see the smirking and the laughing and then. But every time I turn it on, I certainly see something. Or I'll be in a restaurant, and every time I'm in a restaurant, it seems like there's a big screen TV, and they're torturing somebody, no matter what show it is. The police are, and it's good. Or I'll turn on the TV for a second to flip to the news for a tornado warning, and there's NYPD blue, and the guy's going, I don't care about the Constitution, and hitting somebody in the head, and, you know, it's the hero doing it, and they're doing it to get the bad guy, and it's, I mean, it's just everywhere. But I turned on TV and flipped over to C-SPAN. It was about 1 in the morning, and say it's about 3, watching Mr. Barnett. And he was there with all the top brass in a big auditorium just there. They were smiling and clapping. And a few of them had sickening looks on their face. I'm sure Big Brother noticed that. They won't be getting the promotion now. And he was up there. China and Russia are friends. And how dare the Pentagon. Some people in the Pentagon think that they're not our friends. And it's part of a new global order. And here's the new map. And we work for Madison Avenue. We work for Wall Street. We work for global corporations. We keep the stock up. And he just said everything Smedley Butler said, the old Marine Corps colonel who went public. I mean, he was their man. He said, I went to Latin America and all over the world to take over countries for Wall Street. He went public and said, it's a racket. They offered him a coup d'etat. They wanted him to be vice president in a coup. And he said, no, I'm not going to be in a coup. For you guys, you're not going to overthrow the U.S. like you've already done other countries. He wrote a book about it. But listen, Barnett was basically saying everything Butler said, but telling us how good it was. I mean, I sat there with my mouth hanging open, and it got worse and worse and worse. And here was this soft, twitly person who's in such a power trip that he gets to be part of this. And he would hit a button and it would go dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun, whenever he'd go to a new slide. And he would say, phases of globalism, and it was this pyramid. Global War One, phase of globalism one, global two, global three. And in global four, we take over the planet. And just on and on. And he was just walking around, just prancing around on the up there on the stage and just getting off on it. I mean, he was just dripping with reflected power from his New World Order masters and how smart Wall Street is and how we serve them and how good they are and that's who the military works for and all these third world countries look at them in the gap and there's just all these, they're going to have to be invaded and taken over and, you know, this is the new future and it's going to be so wonderful and if you just joined us, a caller asked about it. And so I had my producer call him up, and I'm going to have you on. And right before he came on the show, he typed in my name into Google. And again, I called him up. He suddenly told the folks that called him, you know, after he agreed to come on the show the day of the event, said, no way. And when I called him up, he cussed at me. He just kept talking like this. I hope you're enjoying what you're doing. And I said to him, I said, well, why don't you come on and defend your ideas? He was like, no way. I said, well, let me just tell you something. The New World Order is going to be defeated. He just said, you keep on dreaming. Just keep on dreaming. It's sad. And, yeah, guys like him will do well. I'll have him in all the big newspapers to promote his book and, you know, they'll just promote him forever and tell him how great he is because he puts out what they want. He'll be a little star and ride the fancy car and live in the big house. And everybody listen to him. He can stomp around like a little neocon and feel good about himself and never be on the battlefront, never breathe the depleted uranium, never see the bombed-out huts and the dead children. He'll never see any of it. He'll just prance around. Prance around like the rest of them. It's so much fun. Let's go back to the calls. I guess Jerry in Michigan's up next, right? Or no, who's up next here? Who? Okay, I'm sorry. I got my call list messed up. Marie in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you.
I have two things I'd like to discuss with you. We were listening to Derry Brownfield's show just as he went off. And he said that, Rick Stanley, members of his militia went in and arrested the second district judge there, hauled him over to the police station, and had him booked. Have you heard anything about this?
No, I haven't heard that.
Okay. Well, it was
a caller saying this? Or?
No, it was Derry himself. He said it was in the Denver Post, but we went to the Denver Post and couldn't find it there.
Well, that's huge.
Yeah, that's huge.
Again, Rick Stanley of Stanley Sprockets and Fasteners. Or it isn't Sprockets. I'm thinking of George Jetson's. It's Fasteners and Stanley Fastener. I think it is Sprockets, but Widget something. He's the guy, even though it was state law that you have a gun strapped to him and walk around at rallies, they keep arresting him, and then they claim that by sending a letter to a judge saying you're a traitor, that was a threat. And I know they'd hauled him off to jail, but no, I hadn't heard about his militia arresting someone.
Yes, the militia arrested the 2nd District Judge, or this is the way Derry Brownfield reported it, and hauled him next door to the police station and had him booked. And I believe the charges were for violation of oath of office and treason.
All right. Well, I will check into that.
The other thing I wanted to tell you was on Drudge Report this morning, I think I may know why they didn't warn those poor people in Sumatra about this earthquake. One of the minions of the UN is screaming that America is being stingy with the $15 million donation that our president gave to him for aid. And
you mean billion?
No, it was $15 million on this story, anyway.
Oh, okay.
And the UN person said that American people would want their taxes raised in order to provide help.
Yeah, that's just more fake fighting between Bush and the UN to keep the base here at home happy while selling the world on global government as if it's the counter to the evil Americans. So it's all false. Bipolar world map stuff. It's not real.
I agree. And so if you could check on that with the Stanley thing, because we could actually start a movement with this and at least try to take back our judicial system.
Well, I'll have to check into that. I find that hard to believe. Because citizens' arrests are real, but the police don't usually recognize it.
Okay.
I mean, if you're hauling in one of their people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, nowadays you catch a robber robbing your house and call the police. When they come, they go ahead and handcuff you, too.
Exactly.
You know, even in that case, you can.
Exactly.
And if you arrest one of their guild, one of their society, they really don't recognize it.
Yeah, not normally, huh?
But I mean, Derry Brownfield's a pretty credible guy, so I just didn't hear him say it. But I believe you. I just have to check it out.
Yeah, I would appreciate it if you would. Maybe we can see it on Prison Planet or InfoWars.
Yeah, I don't allow myself a computer in the studio because it's such a distraction, but during the break I can go in the other room and check it.
Okay.
Or you can just type into Google Rick Stanley arrest, and it should bring up all the pertinent news articles on that.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Just type in Rick Stanley and then click news, and then we can find out rather quickly. I'm going to take a few more calls here after the break. And then I'm going to cover news and get into more of my predictions for 2005. I want to talk about the Freudian slip, perhaps. I mean, Cheney slipped and said they shot down Flight 93 once and, oh, that was a mistake. Now, Rumsfeld, in a public meeting, said they shot it down. I've seen similar politicians in the Clinton administration admit they shot down, or that it was shot down, TWA Flight 800. And again, it's always accidental. I've heard politicians over and over again say when the towers were bombed and they turn red and go, I mean when the planes flew into them. But we will cover that. And there's just so much here. I believe it's credible. Report that the private contractors that are torturing people to death in the 32 death camps in Iraq are also taking their organs. We know that stuff happened in Serbia under UN control. And we know it goes on in China. We know it's not an urban legend about people being knocked on the head to have their organs stolen. That really has happened. That is true. And so our own hospitals, even 60 Minutes has reported that our own hospitals have killed people for their organs. They've taken them from people who were not on the organ donor list as well. They even exsanguinate them, take their blood in many cases, your corneas. They do that, so why wouldn't the private contractors do it? That's in the news. We'll cover that as well. Stay with us. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to take the five callers that are first up, Flora and Roger and John and Charles and Justin. Right now, let's go to Flora in Oregon. Go ahead.
Hi, I just want to give us a reality check here. There's 43,000 and counting people that were stacked up. They said they're stacked up like wood of dead bodies. I'd like to point out that the Gulf War Syndrome, 90,000 people have died, and their number for the patent is 524-2820. So when we get so shocked at these high thousands of deaths, remember the Gulf War veterans, and that's all I have to say.
Well, the soft kill weapons you're right. Do it slowly so they're able to cover it up. And by the way, for about 7-8 years, they denied it even existed. Now they admit. Even the New York Daily News has gone and done blood tests of the troops. They have high levels of uranium in them. They have mycoplasms in them, chemical, biological stuff.
And then I know, but they wait there, and they're so shocked as they see bodies stacked up. We could count that with our Gulf War veterans. I don't mean to be irreverent.
No, you're right. I mean, instant deaths that are palpable that we can see have a greater effect than the slow death. Then you know, people dying, and then the VA giving false reports. But now it's admitted.
Now it's in your face. It's been in your face.
Yeah,
anyway,
they're saying between 43,000, as you said, and 100,000. They're still not sure, but over 40,000 dead from the 9.0 earthquake and the resulting tidal waves. No, I hear you. I'm glad you bring that point up. I mean, people have trouble dealing with the numbers we're talking about. An evil globalist, Joseph Stalin, said that when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 die, it's a statistic. They also said, I don't care who you vote for, just who counts the votes. Ha-ha! Unlike our government now. Oh, we're not going to let you know how you voted. They're not going to have a record, but just trust us. And never mind those men in black ski masks. They're here to keep you safe. All throughout history, those in black uniforms are the good guys. Roger in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Alex. And if the folks would care to grab their pencils, I'd like to pound out quickly those two toll-free numbers to the Capitol Hill switchboard. And I don't want to put a damper on what was a fine and noble and valid activity the earlier caller suggested, but that show with Derry with Phyllis the Magnificent earlier, I think it was at least a week or two, maybe a month or two old rerun. And I think she just, or that Derry probably just alluded to Rick Stanley's court filing, where he made known to the judge that he could be subject to arrest, but that the militia never actually did that.
Yeah, that's what I had remembered, so that's why, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and the reason for the Capitol Hill switchboard numbers I want to pound out for all sorts of purposes, of course, but in particular, as Robert Bork reminded us just under a week ago, it's not too late to try to call your senators and try to scuttle the disaster, which would be the appointment of Arlen Specter, I guess that's Alien Sphincter, to the Judiciary Committee. That would be an unmitigated disaster. And we're not, of course, under any illusion that Bush is going to send up any strict constructionist there who might call him that, but things have to be
well,
worse.
We have to at least try. I mean, they got 2 million phone calls against the New Freedom Initiative a month ago to forcibly psychologically test every child in America twice a year. But they didn't care. But we still had to call, and they know that real conservatives are very upset about Specter, who Bush campaigned for against a real conservative. The guy that went after Judge Roy Moore for Bush has been promoted to a federal judgeship. But the neocon followers don't want to hear about all this.
Yeah, and when you call, tell them they're, you know, your senator's aides there, tell them that, as Bork pointed out, there are 1,000 ways to kill a nomination, you know, just failing to promote, etc. So he has lots of power, and point out that you feel that Specter, just his backpedaling a few weeks back, was just a convenient and temporary lie.
Of course it is. Thanks for the call. Go ahead and give the numbers out.
Okay, it's 1-877-762-8762 and 800-839-5276. Quickly repeat, 877-762-8762 and 800-839-5276. And God bless.
Take care. Hey, it's all part of the new conservatism. From Alberto, I Love Torture, Gonzalez, and We're Above the Law, Gonzalez, to Magic Bullet, Specter, to, well, just all of them. Bush has all three branches of government with big majorities. So get ready, folks. You can celebrate the end of America.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit ARCinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, and then rebroadcast of the program from 12 midnight to 3 a.m. Central, and then from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., so for any stations that want the show from 9 to right to 6 in the morning Central, it's there for you. I'm going to take two final calls. I've enjoyed all the calls today, and then I've got a bunch of news I want to blitz through here for you. Let's talk to John in Washington. Go ahead, John. You're on the air. Then Jim.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to blast through three things real quickly. First of all, we just had our election stolen in Washington by our Attorney General, Christine Gregoire. And we just suffered through, it seemed like, an eternity of Chi-Com Gary Locke. And now we ran Dino Rossi, Republican, good, solid man, fiscally responsible. And Gregoire has contested the election so many times that finally this last count came out in her favor, and now she's claiming victory. The second thing that I wanted to mention, you were talking about this Barnett fellow, that spurred this thought. Another fellow that we need to be keeping an eye on, and he's very much involved in this tribunal business and the prison camps, and I think I've uncovered a connection to the FEMA camps and the covert construction process, is a fellow, he is named Jim Haynes. He was nominated for a Fourth Circuit Court judgeship, which would be the circuit court in Alexandria where they wanted to hold the tribunals, and also he is the counsel to the DOD, to the Pentagon. He counsels to the White House and the cabinet occasionally, and he is counsel to DynaCorp as well as the Eureka Corporation, who holds several other very dubious corporations that are involved in building these FEMA camps and staffing them and supplying them. You should look into him a little bit and see if he can't dig something up. And then on this other story that I wanted to mention was on December the 15th, Bush signed onto a policy whereby they're, in the event of a terrorist attack, they're going to take down the GPS system, and it will only be available to Homeland Security in the event of an attack. Now, that sounds just a little too convenient, kind of dubious, and I was wondering what your take on that is.
Well, I'd seen that, and it's, again, take the EAS emergency alert system that 97 by law was put in all radio and TV stations. Everything's wired through it where FEMA takes control and then broadcast over TV and radio via a powerful shortwave frequency audio. Everybody heard it called the Amber Alert, but now they've told the broadcasters, oh, get ready. The feds may start taking an hour of programming randomly in the week just for key announcements and things. Well, it's not just about that. It's also about being able to take control and shut everything off so you only get their information.
And so they can keep other people from getting information like that NASA shot from space that showed the massive chemtrailing all across the United States, and they certainly didn't want that getting out, but it did. And this policy is called the U.S. Space-Based Positioning, Navigation, and Timing Policy, which supersedes, by the way, something that you've brought to light many times, the 1996 governing document, which was put in place by Clinton, and it was just a watered-down version of what Bush just ratcheted up.
So no, I hear you.
He's got Bush ratcheting up an old Clinton policy.
Yeah, oh, that's all he does. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, Clinton's got FEMA training the police that Christians and gun owners are terrorists. Under Bush, it radically expands to homeschoolers and everybody else. I mean, there isn't a single Bill Clinton policy that Bush hasn't put on steroids. It's just amazing to watch it happen. I mean, Bill Clinton signs Presidential Decision Directive 60, saying we will absorb a nuclear strike, and takes the launch codes off the subs, and George Bush keeps it on the books. Bill Clinton signs PDD 25 for UN takeover and gun confiscation. I mean, I've had emergency managers from counties in Texas on this show, who were there, who've been told at meetings all this, shown redacted copies of PDD 25, told what their duties are. I mean, this isn't a joke, folks. But, you know, I was at a gas station out in West Texas. Actually, a town was almost in Central Texas. It was a town outside Fredericksburg, coming back into town last night from a little vacation in New Mexico. And it's a nice little family grocery store, and they got a picture of George Bush hanging up, the Twin Towers, and they weren't bad people. I mean, they think he's conservative. Well, he's better than Al Gore, John Kerry. Well, yeah, but again, it's like horses owned by the same person in a race. It didn't matter to begin with. It was all staged. Just because John Kerry's bad doesn't mean George Bush is good. You understand that? It's like going to a penitentiary where you got a bunch of killers and going, well, that man's a killer, so he's bad, so let's let this other killer out. It's just, I almost started talking to him, but I just said, you know, what's the point? Sometimes. But we do have a duty to try to wake these people up. But folks, under mutually assured destruction, if they're tracking, you know, 50 ICBMs, being launched and up in space or coming back into orbit, coming back into the atmosphere, there's a release of the nuclear deterrent here against the sites in Russia or China, and so they can't do a sneak attack. Got about 26, 7 minutes, maybe now about 15 with the Topol 2, or does it Topol M? They're even faster. And so they would never do that because there'd be the retaliation from the submarines and the MXs and, you know, all the rest of them, ground-based, sea-based, and airborne. So what's our government do? They scrap all that, take the launch codes off the subs to do all this, and then say, we will absorb a nuclear attack before we decide what to do. The policy says that we will absorb the attack and then decide what to do. Not if we're attacked, we'll retaliate. Now, before it was, if you launched on us, we will launch on you. Now, why would the government do that? I mean, you answer the question. You answer the question. One last caller, Jim in Texas. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Alex, longtime viewer here since back before you jumped all the way down the rabbit hole, I think. And I see you've definitely done it now. Man, I wanted just to touch base on something you were talking about earlier. You had several callers commenting on the earthquake and the tsunami action. And I noticed you've been real careful to talk around, insinuating anything that's not provable.
Well, I mean, I just stick with the stuff I can
prove. Yeah, exactly, man. And I know I have a feeling you're probably aware of Tom Bearden. Do you know who he is?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Basically, that guy, anybody that wants to learn about the emerging technologies that are available for weather control can check out him. Google him, Colonel Tom Bearden, Bearden. And he's got a host of information about the scalar electromagnetics that apparently have been being deployed for a long time. He states that numerous tests of this technology can be attributed to unexplainable events. He says Challenger was shot down by this technology. He says a lot of stuff, and it gets kind of deep, but just wanted to see what your thoughts were on that or if you were already aware of that. And basically, I mean, I feel like all the strange weather we've had, including the weirdly behaving hurricanes, Mount St. Helens, and this strangely coincidental earthquake over there, were apparently, based on what this guy says, who seems very knowledgeable, easily doable with this technology.
Well, look, Secretary, Ryan, thanks for the call. Secretary of Defense Cohen, back in the late 90s, said that our government and other governments, that wars of the future would be volcanic and earthquakes and weather. In fact, we'll find that. It's somewhere in the archives. We'll repost it. It was a bunch of mainstream news reported on it. So, I mean, now I know they've spent billions on it. I know they said they can control small areas of weather. I know nukes on fault lines could cause earthquakes. That's all admitted. I just don't know, and there's so much other stuff that I can document and prove that I just easy for me to sit up here and say, yes, this is what's happening, and I know. And what I do know is they're dismantling our Bill of Rights and Constitution. All right, let me cover news for the balance of the broadcast. Floating mattress saves 20-day-old baby from grounding. Penang. While thousands of people lost their lives when a tsunami hit the region, a 20-day-old baby survived thanks to a floating mattress. When the tsunami hit the popular Miami Beach, in Batu Frahati, here at about 1:15 p.m., the baby was sleeping in a room behind her father's Western food outlet along the beach. We were all caught off guard when the wave hit us. I was thrown several meters away but managed to hold onto one of the posts. But my 12-year-old daughter was swept by the wave. Sapia, 55, and his wife, Anal, 40, braved the strong wave to open the room door to save their baby. I thought I had lost both my daughters, but thank God the mattress was floating in about 1.5 meters of water, and my baby was crying. My other daughter somehow managed to get on her feet and run to safety. And again, they put the baby on the mattress, and when another wave came, water rose, and the baby was saved. I thought that was interesting, a little side tidbit that I just babbled through. Here's another article. Pentagon, Rumsfeld misspoke on Flight 93 crash. Defense Secretary's remark to troops fuels conspiracy theories. It just fuels the theories. A comment Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld made during a Christmas Eve address to U.S. troops in Baghdad, and I know somebody was taping that or can find that video. I got to have that. Has sparked new conspiracy theories about the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. In the speech, Rumsfeld made a passing reference to United Airlines Flight 93, which crashed in Pennsylvania after passengers attempted to stop Al-Qaeda hijackers. But in his remarks, Rumsfeld referred to the people who attacked the United States in New York, shot down the plane over Pennsylvania. A Pentagon spokesman insisted that Rumsfeld simply misspoke but internet conspiracy theorists seized on the reference to the plane being shot down. Was excuse me. Was it a slip of the tongue? Was it error? Or was it the truth? Finally being dropped on the public more than 3 years after the tragedy, asked a posting on the website WorldNet Daily.
A posting?
Some people remain skeptical of U.S. government statements that despite a presidential authorization, no planes were shot down on September 11th, and rumors still circulate that a U.S. military plane shot the airliner down over Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I don't know, the state police said they saw that happen, but just ignore them. It's a conspiracy. A Pentagon spokesman insists Rumsfeld was not changing his opinion that the plane crashed as a result of onboard struggle between passengers and the terrorist. So, we've now had, in a slip of the tongue, Freudian slip, or I'm sure just a conspiracy theory, Cheney said this about a year ago. Oh, yeah, when we shot it down. I mean, when it crashed. And we had one of Clinton's people on CNN years ago talk about Flight 800, TWA, getting shot down. There were military maneuvers that day. Over 400 military witnesses, many of them Vietnam vets, helicopter pilots, said, oh, yeah, two missile trails. We saw the plane hit by two missiles. You know, guys in helicopters that were in Vietnam said two missiles. Hit it. On record, they were told, shut up. It's like that American Airlines flight over Queens where the engines blow off and the tail blows off. People see explosions. Police see it. And shut up, conspiracy theories. So now it's a conspiracy theory to talk about what Rumsfeld said. See, everything's a conspiracy theory. Newsmax reporting Schwarzenegger bio has game plan to bring him to the White House. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger approved exclusive interviews with associates for a biography due in June. Fantastic. The life of Arnold Schwarzenegger from Kennedy biographer Lawrence Lehmer will include the game plan to bring him to the White House. That's a quote. The New York Post, Cindy Adams, reported today. 6% of the book will be handpicked lousy stuff like his Nazi stormtrooper father, who will now suddenly get dumped on for being abusive. So they're going to kind of just spin everything. We'll hear details of an early affair, plus the startling story of his wedding day and what that means. I have no idea, she writes. So basically excuses for all of it. And this is an authorized biography. So there's going to be money made out of all the dirt now. I mean, it's just, there's no end to it. The depths are just endless to what these guys will do. Despite Walmart's edict, radio tags will take time. New York Times, remember we reported this 3 years ago, they told all their manufacturers, all their distributors, all their suppliers, you must have RFID embedded in all your products. But it's not happening. A year and a half ago, Walmart served notice, it was 3 years ago, that it expected its top 100 suppliers to be shipping goods to it with radio tagging technology by January 1st, 05. While it may still be true, as the saying goes, that the best way to predict the future is to create it, Walmart's experience so far has served as a reminder that creating the future is not all that easy. And with January 1st just days away, many of their suppliers have been unable or have refused to do it. Because we boycott you when you do it. We don't buy your products. Gillette is better than Schick. I don't buy Gillette because they put chips in their razors to track and trace and put in smart kiosk and all the rest of it. And a lot of people did that too, and now Gillette's been backing off of it. So that's just some of the news there. Let me get into this news now for you. Dutch doctor is proud to have killed four newborns. The Dutch doctor spoke adamantly in his hospital office as he explained why he had agreed to break the law and kill a seriously deformed baby. The baby would have lived, but now we have to kill it. I mean, how many people have been deformed who turn out to have great lives? Oh, you know, you've got one leg that's shorter than the other, or we're going to have to kill you. This is a small group of children for whom no treatment is possible for the congenital disease and malformations they were born with, said Eduard Verhagen, the head of pediatrics for the Groningen Hospital in the Netherlands, asking doctors to take away the pain easily and allow the child to die quietly in a natural reaction. Out in Scandinavia, they used to test the children out, this is in primitive times, put them out in the snow for an hour to see if they're tough. Kind of just an extension of that, I guess. Saudi Daily says U.S. harvest Iraqi organs according to European reports. Again, I totally believe it. I mean, they do that in this country when you're not even an organ donor. They've been caught killing people for their organs in the hospitals. Citing only alleged European secret reports, an article in the Saudi government daily accused the U.S. Army of harvesting the organs of Iraqis and selling them. The story in Al Watan also was published in the Iranian Daily. We'll come back and cover it when we get back. I found these guys more accurate than our press.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is from WorldNet Daily. Saudi Daily says U.S. harvest Iraqis' organs. Government newspaper cites secret European intelligence reports, military intelligence reports. Citing only alleged European secret reports, an article in the Saudi government daily accused the U.S. Army of harvesting the organs of Iraqis and selling them. Folks, their own hospitals have been caught killing Americans and taking their organs. Again, that's 60 Minutes years ago. The story in Al Watan, also published in the Iranian Daily Journal and the Syrian Daily, reports the Middle Eastern Media Research Institute, or MEMRI, writing from Brussels, author Fraki Ahmed says secret European military intelligence reports indicate the transformation of the American humanitarian mission to Iraq into a profitable trade in the American markets through the practice of American physicians extracting human organs from the dead and wounded before they are put to death, the sale to medical centers in America. Well, that's been in the New York Times and Wall Street Journal that thousands of organs in New York City alone that come from people that are killed by the Chinese government. Ahmed claims a secret team of American physicians follow the troops in battle and transfer dead Iraqis to private operating rooms. Reports confirm the finding of tens of mutilated cadavers and cadavers missing parts, he says. Some were found without a head. It's been a popular talk show host topic over the years, I've heard. All the neocons are for killing people in this country, prisoners, and taking their organs. Oh, yeah, that's great for the government to get into that business. It says a number of those killed in Abu Ghraib and other prisons were subject to operations for extracting their organs. And, yeah, it's been shown that they pack them in ice, beat them to death, pack them in ice, and ship them to a hospital nearby. What's that? Man, I tell you, folks, again, some people go, well, if they're good organs, why not waste them? Because then it creates a market for the government to kill people for their organs. In one province in China, they have 24. This was the Scotsman first reported on it a few years ago. 24 mobile death vans where they kill you and gut you in the back and take the organs right there on the spot. Here's another article. Prisoners were experimented on Guantanamo torture chambers. After Australian David Hicks's horrific revelations concerning the torture he suffered in the Guantanamo concentration camp, including mysterious injections with substances of unknown origin, the lawyer for two French detainees, released in July, recently announced in Paris that his clients suspect that they were also victims of experiments in one of the most sinister interrogation centers at the U.S. military base. And then it gets into all the details that match what other people independently have said before it was even public. We're out of time. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, folks, and back tomorrow live, 11 to 2 Central. Just briefly here at the end of the broadcast, I hope you will take action and spread the word about this show. I hope you'll get my videos and make copies of them and give them to friends and families and neighbors and air them on Access TV and get them out to local opinion makers. I've made 11 films. I carry a bunch of other great books and videos by other wonderful researchers and authors. They're all available through the secure online shopping cart at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can read about the different specials that we're still running for a few more days, upwards of 70% off some of the deals. You can order hard copies right there at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Please don't wait. Get the films and get them out to people. One of the only things we can do that will stop the globalists is expose them. Exposure they cannot stand. 888-253-3139. When you call, you can ask about different titles, different specials we're offering. No obligation to buy. 1-888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Dozens of other great films that others made, 11 of my films, my weekly TV reports, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a membership today, folks, PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't procrastinate. Take action now. All right, we're accelerating into the new year. We'll be here covering it. The number one thing we can do is expose who's behind the terrorism, who has the motive. That's the global crime syndicate known as the New World Order. God bless.
Introducing...